Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's his official title now,
Mark? I wrote it down for you.
Director of Discipline, is that right?
VP of Football Operations, responsible for fines and suspensions for on-field distractions.
Here's what I want. I want to identify him as one of the great offensive linemen in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. Our good friend. And once the commissioner of the Farm Olympics, John Runyon. John Runyon, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing well, and I want to congratulate you on your promotion of being the CEO of the Double Standard Hotel.
Thank you very much. He doesn't miss a thing, does he? Do you love John Runyon? John, I just got to know this, all right, because you played a long time, and you were so much fun because when there was a problem at training camp, you basically dropped the guy. You punched him. You knocked him down. We love that. Do you miss it? This time of the year, do you miss playing football?
No, I was having that discussion with someone the other day, and I got asked that exact same question. And I remember when I got through it, I was actually working for WIP at the time, and I was standing right behind Ike Reese up in the press box, and those juices started flowing. And I goes, you know what? If I went out there and did that for 5 minutes, the next 3 days would royally suck, and I would probably be not able to walk. And at that point, I got it out of my mind. You know, that was, 5 years after I retired. So it took a while to get it out, and, you know, just being around that and hearing those collisions and watching those guys getting hit like that, I've had enough of it, and I still pay for it daily, but I'd do it all over again.
I know you would, and we'd want to watch it too, John. But then the other one I have to ask you, because you also had great success as a politician, especially in the world we're in right now, John. John, do you miss that at all?
No, I mean, because I think it's gotten more crazy since I've got out, you know. And unfortunately, and I tell people this all the time, you know, because you plot everything that you read and hear and watch on TV every day on the old bell-shaped curve that we all knew from high school. The only thing you hear about is the tails out on either end, which, you know, gets under people's skin and, you know, drives emotion, drives fear, you know, drives anger. But when governing happens, which is in the high point of that curve, you never hear about that stuff because it's not pretty. It doesn't excite anybody. It's boring. And that's kind of the life of an offensive lineman. Just get in there and do your work. Let everybody else, you know, talk about everything around you. You're just going to go out with your lunch pail and get the job done.
All right. Now, John, I'm so thrilled we booked you today because one of the things I'm asking about is Peterson. You play with him. You know him very well. Should we have faith that he's going to be a good head coach? Tell us what you're reading right now on Doug Peterson, whether or not he's going to be able to bring the Eagles back to the playoffs.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, when you look at the people he's put around him, they're not fearful of him. He's at an equal level with them, and I think that's one thing you have to be, you know, you have to be very cognizant of. It's, you know, can an assistant coach go to him with a problem, suggestions? You know, they're going to have that communication level. Now, when it's just a guy sitting back and he's worried about covering his butt and protecting his job and he's blaming it on other people, Doug's not that type of guy.
It's true.
And I think that's one of the biggest things. You know, I know Jeffrey sees him. He's not that type of guy. So he's going to do everything he can and get everybody's angle to try to make the team better. And he's not trying to protect that job. Because obviously, I mean, look at it. I mean, you know, Doug played a long time. Does Doug really need the job? No, he does it because he loves it and he wants to succeed.
The next thing I want to ask you, because right after they traded Jordan Matthews, the big story was that there was going to be a negative reaction in the locker room because he was probably the most popular of all the Eagles, John. And I was thinking if Runyon was there, he would have smoothed that out in the locker room because you were a leader. Is that a big problem when a player that everybody loves suddenly isn't on the roster?
Well, I think it kind of opens up that fear, that kind of unknown, that uncertainty that every player has. We all talk about it like, yeah, well, I could be cut or traded tomorrow. But when that reality smacks you in the face, sometimes you don't know how to react to it. You know, some guys will get upset and kind of vent a little bit, but other guys, I mean, when you really look at it, that's the business you're in. And, you know, those are the rules that you know you got into that business, that, you know, you can move day to day, you can move week to week, you can move year to year. You have to move it as a motivation to say, you know what, I'm going to do everything I can to give everything I can to this team, whether it's being a starter, whether it's being a special teams guy. I'm going to do that so they never try to move me from this situation. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's hard to do. I mean, I think I was fortunate enough, you know, 14 years, three teams. So it's really hard to do, but you have to go out, and it's day in and day out. You have to put it in practice. You have to show coaches that you're willing to go out and do that type of stuff. You know, unfortunately, they move on. And you also, by the way, have to be willing to play for less money at some point if you want to be that type of person and have that comfort level. You can't always go and, you know, try to break the bank every year.
Yeah, you know, it's weird, John. We've been here so long now. We've had like four of these cycles where we have a great tackle, and then suddenly he gets to be about 35, and it's near the end of the line. We had it with you, and now we're back there on the other side of the line with Jason Peters. What is it like when you're a lineman and you're in the mid-30s? How hard is it then?
It's different because, put it this way, you find you have more in common with your training staff and your coaching staff than you do with your teammates. You know, you have multiple children in school. You're doing that. Everyone else is just got babies, and you got teenagers. It's a difficult scenario to be in, but, you know, it is part of that. And if you take on that role, and, you know, you say you kind of take on that mentor role and sit down and talk to guys and just say, hey, I know you're dealing with this. You know, I dealt with it in this way. You should try it. And, you know, that mentorship is the kind of thing that gets that relationship and builds that trust, because, frankly, you can only build that trust so far on the football field. You have to have that personal connection to get that guy next to you to fight for you.
All right, let's do the mentorship when you're the dad, all right? Your son, John, is apparently doing real well at Michigan on their offensive line. Is it different to give give him advice as a dad, John, as it was as a teammate?
Oh, yeah, I mean, because, I mean, I would hope that he would take my words of wisdom a little more to heart than a teammate would.
Right.
You know, because there's a little more depth to the relationship there. But you know what? Truthfully, I'm the type of person, I let him do what he does. You know, we've had our, you know, I think Harbaugh came out and said it a couple of weeks ago. We had our issue last year where my son was messing around in the off season and jumped off a bridge into the river and dislocated his shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't able to practice until mid-October.
What'd you say to him? What did you say?
Frankly, put the team out there. Well, I also reminded him of a year before that. I said, you know, buddy, I goes, remember back in February when you were up in northern Michigan skiing? I goes, that's not a good idea. First of all, you're going to hurt yourself. Secondly, you're on a full ride scholarship to the University of Michigan, which is about $250,000 investment that, you know, the University of Michigan is putting into you, and you're out there risking injury for it. They're asking you to do certain things to have yourself available to go out and actually perform athletically. And, you know, do you get it now? You know, and it's that, you know, I was a punk teenage kid at one time too. We all were, you know, and you just got to have people around you that support you and help you through that type of stuff and hope to encourage you to not make those decisions next time.
Well, if you're telling him that, what the hell is Jim Harbaugh saying?
Oh, Jesus.
Jim Harbaugh is a tough coach, right? I mean, he's really hardcore.
And that's what I like about him. I mean, you know, that's kind of the, you know, obviously Jim played for Bo Schembechler, and Bo's legacy still stands there, and that's the way they go about that. And, you know, Jim coming back, first of all, the guy is a hell of a football coach all across the board. Every position on the field knows what he's doing very well. But he's also there. He's a disciplinarian. He's, you're going to do it this way. You're going to do it my way. And he goes, we're going to win football games. And when you buy into that type of stuff and everyone's doing the exact same thing at the exact same time, you are going to win football games. The problem happens when one or two guys are doing their own thing and, you know, creating weaknesses in that front. That's when problems happen.
All right, I got one more for you, John, and I'm just curious because You got a son playing college ball. You play for a long time. Are you alarmed at all by the latest research indicating that concussions could lead to long-term problems down the road? And did you advise your son at all about considering that when he continued his football career?
Well, it's like anything in life. You know, what does every medical professional in the world tell you? Everything in moderation.
Right.
You'll be all right. When you do anything, too much, it's going to create health problems. Very simple, and we spend millions of dollars in research to get to where we're at. So, you know, I think the thing we have to look at is, you know, is it truly that? I've asked the question, you know, is it your training lifestyle? Is it your dietary lifestyle? I don't think those things have been looked at. You know, obviously, people believe there's a correlation. I don't think I think most people that look at the scientific model, you're not there with enough data to actually prove anything. You're just scratching the surface of it. And I tell people this all the time. I said, I've been on the board there in the Delaware Valley, the Alzheimer's Association, for the better part of a decade. So 20 years ago, Alzheimer's was called getting old. Now it's a diagnosed disease. And now we're working on treatments for it. You know, you're just behind that curve now in the concussion realm, and I don't think you have enough data yet to actually make a solid judgment. And first of all, what was it? You know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, you could actually just diagnose a concussion. Back when I started playing in the NFL, you just shook it off and got back out there. Now there's a diagnosis. There's protocol there to actually remove you and diagnose that you've actually had a brain injury. So we're there. We're just behind it in the research and obtaining all the data.
And I got to be honest, there's no evidence that you've had any problems other than your decision to be the commissioner of the Farm Olympics.
There's something wrong with me. I'm talking to you on the radio.
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't ask him anything about Ezekiel Elliott because you're on field stuff. Are you enjoying the discipline job that you now have week to week? Do you like this role?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, anybody that's ever been around me, I'm just kind of... I'm given the rule book, and I try to live by it. I try to stay inside those lines. That's really all I'm doing. I tell guys all the time, they want to argue with me. I was like, I have the rule book, and I have a collective bargaining agreement, and I'm checking boxes.
That's that simple. But if you had checked in boxes looking at film of yourself playing, would you be suspended or fined at any point, John?
Oh, yeah. I was suspended and fined all the time because you were trying to push the limits and try to gain a competitive advantage. But the rules are there to not allow you to do that. And when you cross that line, they come get you.
John, are you thinking about running for political office again?
No, it's your turn.
No. John, we love you, man. We're so proud of all the great stuff you've done in your career and your many careers. Continued success to you. Good luck to your son, too. It sounds like he's having a great career at Michigan. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Ant.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.